Thursday, partly cloudy, high 30. Keep it here to WCDO.
WCDO and WCDO FM, Sydney, W222CR, Norwich.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Well, good afternoon and welcome, everybody. Nate Lull with you today on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. A doubleheader Saturday. We're certainly excited for this one as we start off with our 4 o'clock tip-off. The Unitego girls hosting Thomas Edison. This is the 4 versus 5 game in the Section 4 Class C girls basketball tournament. And once again, I'm joined by my regular color commentator now, Greg Bonskowski from GMU. Coach, great to have you back.
Oh, thanks for the invite. Looking forward to a couple of really good games here today at Unitego.
We should have the girls game first, and then we will have the boys game after this at 6 o'clock as the Unitego boys host Lansing. So you can just stay with us all afternoon, and our goal is to also get you as many score updates as we can from the other local Class C and Class D games that are happening throughout the area. And there's a lot going on at 4 o'clock and 6 o'clock. So make sure you stay tuned. We'll get you as many of those updates as we possibly can. Of course, want to welcome you into the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Their beautiful brand-new building there. You got to go check it out. They're also on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed, and you can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. Coach and I are going to break this all down. We're going to take a 60-second break. When we come back, we'll get the scene set for you. Unitego and the Thomas Edison girls here on WCDO.
I'll buy your car. Hi, I'm Tyler Butler from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. Yes, it's true. I will come right to your house and purchase your car right off the driveway. Plus, work out your loan payoff with the bank. And if you're in the market for a new vehicle, Butler Auto will give you top dollar for your trade-in. We feature the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles in the area at the best prices. And yes, we will give you the very best trade-in value. In fact, we'll take anything in on trade with a motor, even boats and motorcycles. So get the best of both worlds, the best vehicle prices and the best trade-in values. Or we'll simply buy your vehicle from you at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Or visit online at butlerautosales.com. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, our goal is to never lose a customer over price.
Yes, it's true. Butler Auto Sales will buy your car, plus work out your loan payoff with the bank. It doesn't get any easier. And remember, you will get financed at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Live from Unitego this afternoon, it's Nate Lull and GMU boys coach and athletic director Greg Bonskowski. Unitego girls hosting Thomas Edison. And coach, you know, we've done our homework here, especially you, for this game. We're excited to see Thomas Edison, a team we don't get to see very often. They're led by Peyton Littlefield, a sophomore guard who even Coach Z, talking to him today, said she can shoot from anywhere.
Yeah, in the information that I was able to get from some of my coaching colleagues, they all raved about Littlefield and her ability to shoot the basketball, not only from, you know, right at the three-point line, but also from very deep. Several of the coaches I spoke to said you really got to get out to her and guard her. She shoots it from, you know, Steph Curry range.
Wow, I mean, we're watching her right now, warm-ups. She's not afraid to step back, and it looks good.
Yeah, and you can tell also that it's not a forced shot. It's just a natural, you know, get my feet set, let it go. It's a good shot. It has nice rotation on it. So should be interesting game.
And Unitego, of course, coming in off a game we did earlier this week where they defeated a pesky Sydney team who hung around in that game. But Unitego was just too much. And, Coach, much like the MAC championship game, Unitego shot the ball very well the other night. And I had a chance to talk to Unitego JV coach Brian Bertzel before the game, and he's, you know, one of the main assistants here for the varsity team as well. And he goes, Nate, I'm more nervous than the girls right now. These girls have been there with their run to the state championship game in soccer and, you know, playing some big basketball games. He said they are cool, calm, and collected. It's got to be a good sign, I would think, for Unitego.
Yeah, it's always a good sign when you have players who've had experience playing in tournament play, not only in the sport of basketball, but also in other sports like soccer. So they've been here before. They understand what's going to happen. They understand the pressure that's going to be put on them in the game. And the more you've experienced it, the less nervous you get.
I was curious, as a coach, you get into the sectional tournament, and sometimes you play a team that you've played all the time, stuff like that. But other times, you have a scenario like this where you're playing Thomas Edison, a team you haven't seen all year. Maybe you've seen him on film a few times. Do coaches like that? Does it make them extra nervous? Are you staying up late doing your homework? How do you approach it?
I always like to play somebody that we haven't seen before. They won't know all of our little intricacies of, you know, how we get into offensive sets, what are our tendencies on the defensive end of the floor. But at the same time, there's always that kind of like mystery. Okay, well, how are they going to play us? Who's, you know, who do I have to watch out for? But if you're a coach who's in it for the right reasons, you'll do your homework and find out, okay, you know, this kid's a shooter. This post player only likes to turn to her left shoulder. You know, this one's a driver. They're going to press. They're going to do this. So as long as you do your homework, I prefer to play somebody new. But the most important objective is to get a win, to survive and advance to the next round.
In the game we did last night, I thought that was exactly the case for the Delhi girls. They were the only game on the schedule last night, and they hosted Moravia. That has to be a 2.5-hour drive at least from Moravia to Delhi. And I thought it really showed how important it is to have that high seed, get that home game. Moravia looked like they had the bus legs and, you know, were struggling to find their way, and they didn't know what to do with Sylvia Little, and she absolutely exploded for a triple-double last night. How much do you think in these MAC IAC games having a home game matters, especially for a team like Unitigo today?
Well, you certainly feel more comfortable on your home court. You know the rims, you know the atmosphere, you know what to expect. But I do think that I'm sure Thomas Edison has played a game on the road this year that was just as far as Unitigo, so you can draw on that experience. I know as an athletic director and a coach, I always like to schedule a couple games where we have a long road trip in preparation for a sectional game just like this one today.
Should be a great game as both teams are coming off the floor from warm-ups, something we haven't really seen at all this year. Thomas Edison has brought a full team of cheerleaders, so if you're listening today, you might hear that in the background, several of those cheers that they like to do. That's always a fun added bonus here. And, boy, the gym really starting to fill up. I think this is going to be a good game. A lot of crowd noise here. And, of course, the boys' game will be after this at 6 o'clock as well. So I think this is going to be a fun afternoon here at the U. We're going to pause for the national anthem as well as the starting lineups. When we come back, it's the second round of the Section 4 Class C Girls Basketball Tournament. The winner will head to SUNY Cortland next week for the semifinals. And we should have those games for you next week as well. So stay tuned here on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Share the wealth and benefits of being a Shindello Federal Credit Union member. All students enrolled in school in Chenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties, as well as homeschool students and their family members can join, plus all school employees and family members. At Shindello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, dividend rates are higher and loan rates are lower. And speaking of loan rates, one size fits all. That means that the same rates are given to all of our members. Find out if you can become a member of Shindello Federal Credit Union. Go to shindello.org. or stop in to speak with our friendly staff at 114 Main Street in Franklin.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, welcome back, everybody, as we get you set here for Unitigo and Thomas Edison. Here are the starters first for Thomas Edison. They will start with a sophomore guard. That's who we were talking about during the pregame show, number 5, Peyton Littlefield. They also start a junior, number 13, Gianna McGee. Sophomore, number 21, Harper Hoffman. Senior, number 22, Marin Lutz. And a senior, number 23, Lexi Moore. For Unitigo, they're staying with the same starting five as usual. Sophomore, number 4, Bailey McCoy. Senior, number 5, Alexa Lucia. Junior, number 11, Kylie Musaw. Junior number 15, Maddie Wilsey, and senior number 23, Tatum Coddington. Unitigo is in the home whites here today with the green trim. Says Unitigo in green lettering across the front of the uniform. Thomas Edison in the very bright orange here today with the royal blue trim. The white trim says Edison in white lettering across the front of the uniform there. So the 4-5 matchup, Coach, you always get to this time of year, it's fun because you know that pretty much every game from here on out, every team's going to be pretty good that you're watching.
Yeah, every game should be close. It's going to come down to the little things, you know, who gets to the free throw line and makes their free throws, who takes care of the basketball, doesn't turn it over, who limits live ball turnovers, which result in points rather than the ball out of bounds. So should be a good basketball game between two quality opponents.
And like we said, we're going to try to give you the best updates that we can. There's several Class C girls and boys games going on today. Several Class D boys and girls games going on today. Some are at 4, some are at 6 o'clock, some happened a little earlier. So we're going to try to give you the best updates that we can. We do have one update. Cooperstown girls in Section 3, one of the teams that we cover, falling to West Canada Valley 48-33, and that was in the semifinals up in Section 3. As Unitigo wins the opening tip, they go to Kylie Musaw, and she'll score off the pass from Maddie Wilsey right off the tip. And an early 2-0 lead for Unitigo is now Edison back down the floor going left to right. They'll look to break the full court pressure, and they do. They miss a left-handed layup and a rebound for Coddington.
Just a little strong. They did a nice job breaking the 1-2-2 press. Got the look they wanted but couldn't convert.
Here's Lex Lucia down the floor, left side for Musaw, into the corner for Coddington. Now back to Musaw, to McCoy, far side for Lex Lucia. Very patient here against the defense. They'll skip across the top for McCoy, left side in front of the Edison bench. As Unitigo goes right to left, now back to Lucia with 5 on the shot clock. Musaw in the corner, are they aware? She's going to force it up, left it a little short, rebound Edison. That was Harper Hoffman waxing the boards there. Back down the floor here for Edison. They'll work it inside, but a steal by McCoy. And McCoy slows it down as she gets across half court. We're a minute in, 2-0 Unitigo girls. Lucia to the left side, now back to McCoy on the right. Dribbles to the foul line, finds Coddington. That's her sweet spot in the left corner. Turned around up and under for Maddie Wilsey, and an up and down. Gives it back to Edison. 6:45 to go in the first.
Thomas Edison looks to be playing what appears to be a 1-3-1, but it kind of has a 3-2 type variation in it.
Almost a steal here by Unitigo as they continue to bring some pressure. Edison will break it nicely again to the right side. A right-handed layup, no good again. Rebound Coddington, ahead for Wilsey. Can she track it down? Yes. Into the right corner as they set up on offense. McCoy, right side, finds Lucia. Bounce pass in the corner. Musaw, sky high, 3 is too long. And a rebound for Edison. Yeah, but a steal right back by McCoy. Quick hands here for Unitigo in the early going. 6:15 to go in the first. 2-0 lead for the Unitigo girls. Now they find Coddington for a long 2 in the right corner. That's too long. And a rebound again for Thomas Edison.
Edison has done a good job twice breaking the press, but has come away empty-handed.
McGee down the floor, trying to get to the high post. It's scooped up, and another steal for Unitigo. Off a sloppy pass there from Edison. Left side, McCoy for a long 2. Off the back of the rim, Musaw gets it back, and she's fouled. Musaw will head to the line. Unitigo getting good shots, but after that opening layup, haven't been able to connect.
Yeah, with the exception of the little tip play where they had a nice bounce pass by Wilsey for the layup there, both teams have really struggled to put the ball in the hoop here in the early going.
Moosaw to the line, first shot, off the mark, to the left.
And that could be a result of, you know, big game, big crowd, you know, sectional game against a quality opponent, just getting the jitters out. Both teams should settle in.
5:48 to go in the first. Moosaw's second shot is good. And so Moosaw's got all 3 points, and Unitigo leads 3-0. 5:48 to go in the first quarter. Edison, also the Spartans here today. That is their school mascot. They break the press again to the right side. Here is McGee. They pass one down low. The shot is partially blocked, and here comes Coddington. Edison hasn't even been able to get the ball to Littlefield yet.
No, she's been in the back breaking the press, and then an offensive end just hasn't been able to touch it.
Here is McCoy at the top of the key. Now reverses back to the left side. High post for Maddie Wilsey. Takes it to the rim. A lot of contact, no call. Edison comes away with it. Wilsey had 26 points in the win over Sydney earlier this week. Edison back down the floor. They're looking to find Littlefield. It's tipped out of there, but it does get to her. Moosaw got a fingertip on it, but it did find its way with the momentum to Littlefield. Three-point line extended. Reverses to the far side. Here's McGee taking it in. Blocked by Coddington. And Lex Lucia back down the floor for Unitigo. Lucia to the left side finds Moosaw. Unitigo being patient on offense. They go to Lucia in the far side corner, 15 on the shot clock. Now to Moosaw, three-point line straight away. Now back to McCoy. Coming up on 4.5 to go in the first quarter. Low scoring so far, 3-0 Unitigo. Moosaw inside, and we'll have a jump ball. And the arrow is going to give it back to Edison.
Edison has looked to struggle a little bit when they get the ball inside with Unitigo's length. They might not be very tall, but they have some girls with some really long arms, and Edison is struggling with that length trying to finish.
Edison in the backcourt, looking to break the pressure. They do. They find Littlefield on the right side. A pass to the high post area is off the mark, but a rebound underneath here by Hoffman. Back out Littlefield. And she's pretty much had two players in the vicinity anywhere she goes. They reverse to the far side. Edison with a three ball here is good from Gianna McGee.
Big shot there for Edison to get on the board.
Ties it up at 3-3, even though it feels like Unitigo's had a little bit more of the momentum. Coddington right side to the high post. Wilsey steps in. Shot is off to the left. Rebound Edison. And TAE back down the floor here. Thomas A. Edison to the right side for Littlefield. Stops, pops. There's a three ball. Just a little too strong, but a good-looking shot. And Lex Lucia comes out of the fray with the basketball. Right side McCoy. 3:35 to go first quarter. Tied at 3. Live from Unitigo today. It's Nate Lull and Greg Bonskowski with you. Far side for McCoy. Gets away from a defender. Dishes off. Nice look for Wilsey. The kiss off the glass is too strong and a rebound for Littlefield. And Unitigo's gone cold here. Edison with the ball to the right side. Now to the high post. And a traveling violation here on the Spartans. And both teams have gone cold.
Coach Z really wants the girls on Unitigo to look to the baseline, to look to the gray area. There's been a couple times where they reversed the ball. The girl was open on the baseline. They didn't throw it to her and then reversed it back around. If you get it to that gray area, you force the defense to rotate and you create open passing lanes.
Coddington comes out for Unitigo. Lizzie Kraft, the talented freshman, is in and is now roaming around at the high post. Lucia, right side. There it is, the backdoor cut for Moosaw, and she finishes.
Against that 1-3-1 defense, the baseline is vulnerable because there's only one person back there.
5 points for Kai Moosaw, and Unitigo leads 5-3. And now a steal. Lucia comes away with it. Edison couldn't handle a pass. Inside for Moosaw, and her shot was a little bit too far to the left. It rolled off. And Edison gets back to midcourt, but another steal by Unitigo. They are taking advantage of these turnovers. 2.5 to go in the first quarter here at Unitigo, and the Unitigo Spartans lead 5-3 over Thomas Edison. Lex Lucia fakes out a defender, floater in the lane, off the mark, rebound for Edison. Hard to use mascots today, Coach. Both. It's like when we have Walton and Sydney, Battle of the Warriors. Edison here to the right side. They'll work it into the right wing corner. In and out. Boy, that was halfway down for Lexi Moore to pop free. Unitigo in transition. Moosaw gets behind her defender. They'll say it was on the floor. She made the shot, but she was fouled as she was heading to the rim.
which was the correct call. She bumped her before she even went into her shooting motion.
2:04 to go in the first quarter. 5-3 lead for Unitego over Thomas Edison. Second round of the Section 4 Class E girls basketball tournament today. Here's McCoy. Tried to feed one inside for Lizzie Kraft. It got tipped away. Wilsey comes up with it, though. Keeps it alive. Lex Lucia, pump fake. Steps in for a long two off the front of the rim. McCoy with a rebound. The guard went inside and got it. Kicks it back out. Moosaw's shot off the mark. Kraft with a rebound. Stripped, but it goes to Wilsey. And then a foul on Edison. We'll give Unitego the ball on the baseline.
Unitego's getting a lot of second chance opportunities here, partially because Edison's in that 1-3 zone. It's hard to find somebody to box out. And you have one person on the baseline, and then you got three, like, at the foul line area. So it's hard to rebound. You turn to go get the rebound. The long rebounds come out. Unitego's been able to get quite a few of them, just haven't been able to finish.
1:45 to go in the first quarter, and Unitego will have the ball on the baseline here. Bailey McCoy will be doing the inbounding duties for the Unitego Spartans. They'll get it into Kai Musa on the left side. Unitego going right to left. Now they reverse it right wing. Now back to the left. McCoy for a wide open three off the mark. Hit the front of the rim, tapped out, and Edison comes away with it with 90 seconds to go first quarter. Low scoring game as Littlefield comes across the Unitego logo at midcourt. Bounce pass off the leg of McCoy. It'll stay with Edison.
If you're Edison, the number of shots Unitego has gotten and your best player's taken one shot, I'd be happy to be down by 2 points.
Yeah, very low scoring game here, 5-3, and a fast moving first quarter as well. There's Littlefield, steps back, wide open three, got it. Littlefield, wow.
Yeah, they can't afford to leave her that wide open. Great diagonal pass there by Edison to find her for an open three.
6-5 the score now. Edison takes the lead. Lex Lucia tries to loft one down low. It's punched out of bounds by Edison. Yeah, great looking shot, good release.
You could almost tell that one was in before she even let it go.
Unitego on the inbounds. They find Kraft. She can't hit it, but it's fouled. And we'll head to the line, and it feels like those are going to be the important ones today. Need those.
Also, something to keep an eye on here, I believe that was on Littlefield. Is that her third foul?
Wow, that is. That's three on Littlefield, so she's going to have to go to the bench.
That's a huge play there.
I had noticed one. I guess the second didn't register with me, as Kraft will head to the line and cannot get the first shot to go. Second one coming. Consoled by her teammates there after the miss. Kraft has had a great year as a freshman, a bright future ahead here for Unitego. Second shot for Kraft is good. And so that ties it up at 6-6 with a minute to go in the first quarter. Littlefield, though, is on the bench with three fouls. Let's see how Edison is able to handle that. They come across midcourt with McGee. To the far side, we got a traveling violation on that far side against Edison on Gabby Malazzo. So we always talk about finishing quarters here, Coach.
Mm-hmm.
Tied 6-6, Unitego with the ball. Let's see what they do. Left side for Moosaw, closely guarded. We'll scoop one back up to Lucia. Zips one far side now for McCoy. A bounce pass to Lucia into the corner. Wide open, Kai Moosaw. A two for Moosaw. She's got 7 of Unitego's 8. And Unitego leads 8-6. Edison back down the floor, looking to set it up. Ball tipped out of bounds by McCoy. It'll stay with Edison.
Yeah, Edison, if they can get a basket here to be tied 8-8, they'd be happy with that, I think, in the first quarter. But you have to be concerned with Littlefield's fouls.
So the Edison Spartans with the basketball, 20 seconds on the game clock, 15 on the shot clock. Let's see what they do. They punch one to the interior, turnaround shot, no. Kraft a rebound. Shot clock's off now, 10 seconds left, first quarter. Lex Lucia, cross midcourt, goes to McCoy. To the interior for Kraft, and she lost control of it as she tried to bang to the inside. Edison in transition, a three at the buzzer is good. A long three for Gabby Malazzo from way downtown, and Edison leads 9-8. We'll be back with the second quarter on CDO.
Your car, it's so much more than the way you get from here to there. It's a part of your family and how you connect to your community. Most importantly, it's an investment in your future. That's why, when you're ready to purchase your next vehicle, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. SFCU has worry-free rates that will put you behind the wheel today. SFCU, banking easier. SFCU is federally insured by NCUA. See website for full terms and conditions.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. Start of the second quarter. Unitego girls trailing 9-8. And we'll see what they can do here to start the second quarter, Coach. Unitego with the basketball. Nate Lull and Greg Bonskowski with you this afternoon. First game of a doubleheader from the U this afternoon. Lex Lucia got stuck in midair, didn't shoot it. Jump ball is going to give it back to Edison.
Yeah, fortunate to have the jump ball call there. Very easily could have been called a travel.
And so Thomas Edison will have the ball. We will see what they do with Littlefield here, sitting with three fouls, arguably Edison's best player. Edison stuck in the backcourt. They try to get across. Officials are going to call a official timeout here.
Want to fix the shot clock.
Okay.
Shot clock didn't start. He said to switch it to 25.
So they get that set on the shot clock here. Edison still has the ball in the backcourt. Be doing the inbounding duties here. Good catch by the officials. They'll look to get it in. And taken away by Kraft. Ahead now for Lex Lucia. Into the paint. Flying jumper is good for Lex. And Unitego retakes the lead 10-9. With 7.5 to go in the second quarter. Now another steal by Kraft, but she dribbled it out of bounds. And back to Edison, and here comes Littlefield.
Yeah, I just don't think that they could afford to have her out of the game. I would put her on the top of their 1-3 zone, try to protect her on the defensive end of the floor. Edison's trying to throw the ball over the top of the press rather than faking up high and bouncing it to the open player.
So Edison with the basketball. I'm sure it's about trusting your player, too, and knowing that she can stay out of trouble. We'll see. Littlefield in the corner. Good-looking shot off the back of the rim, though. Rebound chased down by Thomas Edison. Back to the far side. Another shot from three-point land is off. Coddington with a rebound. They're going to say she stepped out of bounds, and Edison will get it back.
Now, it does look like Littlefield's very aware that she has three fouls. She was going to pursue and pressure that rebound, but as soon as she saw Unitego had it, she backed away.
Edison with the ball on the baseline to the right of the basket. They'll get it into Littlefield. Steps back for three. That one off the mark. Rebound for Lizzie Kraft, using her size to her advantage. 6:55 to go, second quarter. Unitego girls leading 10-9. It's been a nail biter so far. Kraft, nice move from the high post, and she scores.
Yeah, the baseline defender just didn't get over in time to cut off that driving lane.
She wanted that. Got it at the left elbow, turned, and would not be denied. Littlefield coming forward, gets across half court in front of the scorer's table, double teamed, is able to find a way out of it. Dishes far side, Edison for three, off the mark again. Rebound picked up by Thomas Edison. Jump ball is going back to Unitego.
Edison, their offense is very guard-oriented, which we knew coming in. I mean, I would say a majority of their shots have been from three-point range.
6:25 to go in the second quarter, Unitego leading 12-9. And Lex Lucia will walk it down the floor here for Unitego. Kylie Musaw with 7 points to lead all scorers so far. Musaw for Unitego, left side. Now back to Lex Lucia. Reversing it to Coddington into the right corner for Lizzie Kraft. A bounce pass hits off a leg. Kraft gets it back, steps through, and can't get it to go. Rolled off the front of the rim. Wilsey with a rebound, and she's fouled and will head to the line. Kraft playing well on the interior, and it's hard to match her size, even though she's just a freshman.
Yeah, she has a good ability to put the ball on the floor and get past her defender and get that angle to get the ball up on the backboard.
Wilsey at the line, first shot too strong. I can remember Lizzie, when she was in seventh grade, was much smaller, but she used to make these videos she'd put online, had very good dribbling skills, and in the last 2 years, she's just sprouted up and kind of become a big on the floor. Wilsey's second shot is good for her first points. Makes it 13-9 Unitego over Thomas Edison. 6 minutes to go, second quarter. Littlefield in the backcourt. coming forward, splits two defenders, left side. Edison pump fakes on a three. This is Stroman, and she lost it. And Moussaw comes out of the pile with it. Unitigo going right to left, back down the floor. Floating one inside for Maddie Wilsey on the right baseline. Back up top, Moussaw, straight away three, too strong, or a brick there. Rolls out of bounds and is going back to Edison. Unitigo said they thought it last touched the orange and the blue, but it's going to go back to the Spartans of Edison. So 5.5 to go in the second quarter. Low scoring so far here today between Edison and Unitigo in the 4-5 matchup in the bracket. Edison comes across midcourt to the left side. Now reversing to the right. Tapped out of bounds by Moussaw. And it looks like they want to try to run everything through Littlefield.
Yeah, they're trying to find her on the offensive end, but Unitigo's doing a nice job of locating her and making the passes difficult.
And so Edison has the basketball in front of the Unitigo bench. They're in the orange with the blue and white, and a steal by Moussaw. They just gave that one away. Moussaw in transition finds Wilsey, got it to go. Wilsey scores, and Edison takes the timeout. Biggest lead of the game for Unitigo, 15-9. 5:14 to go, second quarter. We'll be back on CDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. 5:14 to go in the second quarter. We do have an out-of-town score update for you. One game that I'd love to be at right now, Morris Boys hosting Richfield Springs. Start of the second quarter in Morris, and it is Morris 21 and Richfield Springs 12. So that's a good game. Morris the 1, Richfield Springs the 9. You might remember a 3-overtime game we did a couple of weeks ago with those two teams, and here they are meeting up again.
Yeah, and Richfield Springs is firepower. That game's not over yet. They can make a run, but Morris is a difficult place to play.
The Edmiston and SK game is going to start a little bit late, so we'll keep updates for you on that, as well as Edison back here at Unitigo with a traveling call going back to Unitigo, and it feels like UCS has some momentum right now.
Yeah, I think Unitigo has kind of taken control on the offensive end of the floor. They're being patient. They're getting the ball into that baseline area and then able to find either a cutter or somebody up at the top of the key for a shot. See, there it is right there to the baseline, back to the top of the key. Good ball reversal back to the baseline.
Wilsey goes far side now for Coddington, as coach said. Good ball movement here. And to the right side for Moussaw, steps in. Coddington, right corner. Didn't quite get a handle on it, so kicks it back out. They find Kraft to the interior. Broken play ends up in Coddington's hand, and she scores.
But the nice thing about that set was everybody touched it, and it went from side to side.
Unitigo now leading 17-9 with 4.5 to go in the second quarter. McCoy will come back in, and Lex Lucer to the bench. Make sure to stay tuned for our halftime show coming up in just a few minutes, brought to you by Marabito Energy Products. Try to get you some more out-of-town scores and recap what's happened here in the first half. And remember, we'll have the boys' game later as well. A steal by Moussaw right at midcourt, left-handed layup. No, rolled off the rim. And that would have been a nice bucket to have for Unitigo, but it won't go.
Yeah, and I don't know if you caught it, but Littlefield was the one that turned it over, and she started to run back and then was kind of conceding the layup there. So Unitigo would like to have that one back. If they had gotten it, they'd been up 10.
Littlefield, try to be careful playing with those three fouls. Dishes a long pass ahead off the hands of Harper Hoffman, out of bounds and back to Unitigo.
That was a good look, but a very difficult pass to try to complete there. Not much room.
4 minutes to go, second quarter. Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski with you today on WCDO. Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Big thank you to Jim. Right side for Moussaw. 15 on the shot clock. They go to the high post for Kraft. pass to the interior. It was too tough there for Wilsey and out of bounds. Tough angle there, and Edison gets it back. So 3:50 to go in the second quarter. 17-9 our score. I know some of our listeners will be looking for a Franklin and Davenport boys score update. We'll get that for you as soon as we can. Foul on the interior here on Wilsey with 3:40 to go second quarter. 17-9 our score. You might be able to hear some Unitego fans not pleased with that call.
Well, as she was driving to the hoop here on the right-hand side of the court, she looked like she lost control of the ball.
So this puts Littlefield at the line. First one is short. Maybe we've cursed her here, Coach. I don't know.
Well, they're yet to find a basket here in the quarter. This would certainly help.
Littlefield's second one at the line is good. So she breaks the broadcaster's curse. Littlefield with 4 points so far. It's 17-10. Unitego girls leading Thomas Edison from the Elmira area. 3:35 to go in the second quarter. They find Wilsey on the baseline, pull-up jumper, skim the right side of the rim, won't go. Rebounded and outlet pass to Littlefield. In transition, Littlefield splits two defenders, blocked out of bounds. I think Kraft and Coddington got a piece.
Yeah. She's become a little more aggressive on the offensive end of the floor.
Lex Lucia back in, Kraft to the bench. Nice luxury to have for Unitego. They can constantly rotate. Littlefield gets a free look. From an out-of-bounds play, it won't go. Rebound is off the mark, but a foul. And Marin Lutz will head to the line here. Littlefield, I would gather, is about 1-for-6 right now from three. But still getting good looks. You know as a shooter, they're going to start to go at some point. And Lutz cannot get the first one to go.
And all of them have looked good coming out of her hands. So keep shooting.
Second one coming here at the line for Edison. It's good for Lutz.
And again, if you're Edison, you got to be happy that you're only down six here.
Yeah, very, very manageable. Kraft back in. Wilsey to the bench. For as well as we've seen Unitego shoot the last two games against Delhi and then against Sydney, they have gone cold a little bit here today. And this team over the years has been prone to that. I don't think that's rude to say by any means. Lucia for a three on the left side. No good. Coddington, a rebound. Can't get it to go. Ball is still loose. Musaw tracks it down. Out of bounds it goes. Going to stay with the Spartans. And we've had Coach Z on several times for different interviews, and he said sometimes we really struggle to put it in the hoop. We'll see if they can break that here late in the second quarter. They do lead 17-11. 3 minutes to go, second quarter. They find Lex Lucia in the corner for a three. Got it. Lex Lucia from downtown. And so Lucia has 5 points and a traveling violation on Edison. Giving it back to Unitego.
Edison's not being patient breaking the press. They're just trying to get it and go rather than being patient and taking what the defense gives them.
Timeout taken, a 30-second timeout for Unitego. And the Spartans of Unitego lead Thomas Edison 20-11, 2:48 to go second quarter on CDO.
What are you doing about snow tires this year? The friendly, experienced staff at Sydney Tire invites you to stop in for a free tire evaluation. Check out their sale price on studdable and studless traction snow tires, as well as aggressive all-season tires. So get ready for the tough winter driving season. Stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
2:48 to go in the second quarter, and the Unitego girls leading 20-11, and the coaching staff really trying to get these girls fired up. Brian Burtzel going out, trying to give some encouraging words there to Tatum Coddington, as Unitego will have the ball out of the timeout, leading 20-11, 2:45 to go in the second quarter. Nice move by Kraft at the high post, and she scores.
Yeah, that's a really nice drive there from the high post area.
Ball tapped out of bounds here as Unitego continues to apply the pressure. As Unitego leads 22-11, 2:35 to go second quarter. Here is Littlefield. She's done well playing with those three fouls, but kind of taken some edge out of her game, I would say. Left side for Edison. Now back for McGee. Three ball for her is off to the right. A rebound off the glass is good for Harper Hoffman.
Crucial rebound and basket there for Edison.
makes it 22-13, 2:15 to go in the second quarter. Lucia, far side, pump fakes, takes it inside, blocked out of bounds.
Now that was a good drive, but she just made one from that side of the court. I would have liked to see her either shoot that or hold it and just get a little bit more ball movement on that possession.
It's one thing I've always said about Alexa Lucia is she could pull the trigger a little bit more. I'd be okay with it.
Yeah, she's a good shooter.
In the corner, there she is, and boy, that one was off the side of the backboard. We cursed her there for sure. She is a great shooter, I promise you folks. 2 minutes to go, second quarter. Back down the floor for Edison. Here is Littlefield in front of the Unitigo bench. We'll dish one off. They try to go far side. Edison for three. Yes. Downtown for Milazzo, who's hit two threes now. Makes it 22-16. That was a big one, Coach.
Yes.
Left side for Musaw. Now back to Lucia into the corner for Coddington. Unitigo will continue to swing it. Musaw finds Coddington, left corner. Minute and a half to go in the second quarter. I've noticed when they go to Coddington over there, they're very aware that she is there. Another shot for Lucia, out of bounds. Last touch by Coddington. Back to Edison. Somebody must have watched the film.
Left corner.
Minute 24 to go, second quarter.
Let's see how this quarter closes out.
We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a few minutes. So we're down to a 1:20 to go, second quarter. Unitigo leading 22-16. Almost a steal by Coddington, out of bounds. No, going back to Unitigo.
On that press, they need to look diagonal to the middle and opposite. That's what's open, but they're not trying to do that. They're just trying to force it up the side.
And here is Lucia. Big possession for Unitigo. Yes, they have the lead, but I think they'd feel a little bit more comfortable if they could get a bucket or two here in the last minute of the second quarter. And no, a travel by Coddington. Just when it feels like Unitigo might step on the gas, something like that happens.
Yeah. Edison has to capitalize, though. Can't keep having empty trips.
Littlefield, backcourt, passes ahead, steal Coddington. Another turnover by Edison. Ahead for Lucia. Baseline drive, floater is good. And Lucia now has 7 points to match a team high. Littlefield dribbles through two players. Passes to the far side for McGee. Edison going left to right, 40 seconds to go, second quarter. High post, now they find Littlefield, but it was tipped. She doesn't get a clean look, has to take it down low, forces a shot. It's off the side of the rim, rebound Coddington, 30 seconds left. Unitigo ahead, McCoy forces one to the interior, stolen by Edison. They're in the backcourt. It's going to roll out of bounds and go back to Unitigo. Again, they had time and just threw it away there with 21 seconds to go.
I think the Edison player was unsure if she had her dribble or not, and the Unitigo did a nice job of pressuring her to force her to make a tough pass.
Unitigo leading 24-16. 21 seconds to go, second quarter. Pass into Coddington for two from the left side. Rolls off the back, and a rebound for Edison. A pass ahead. They'll try a three and a block by Musaw. And they whistle her for the call. And is that going to be three shots here?
Yeah.
Tough call. We had a pretty good angle on it here and looked good, but Edison's going to get three shots out of it from Lexi Moore.
That's always a risk, though, when you reach in on a three-point shooter. Sometimes it looks like there's a foul, but there's not. So, I mean, when you reach in like that, you take the chance. Is the official going to make that call, or are they going to let it go?
Moore misses the first one. Always tough, too, so late in the quarter. Second one for Moore. No. Coddington forgot it was three there and got a little antsy on that rebound. Third one coming here for Moore. Trying to get something out of this trip to the line for TAE. And she goes 0 for 3. Edison gets a rebound. 8 seconds left, second quarter. Back up, Littlefield from NBA range. It's good. Littlefield with 7. Half-court heave for Coddington is no good, and Unitigo leads 24-19 at the break. Coach and I will be back to break down that last play. Great shot by Littlefield, gives Edison a little momentum. We'll be back with the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report in just a minute on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Mirabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Mirabito team today by visiting mirabito.com/careers. Mirabito, where people make energy different.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Visit online, nycm.com.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
It's time now for the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report, live from Unitigo here today. Marabito's been serving the community since 1927. At Marabito, our people make energy different. Halftime score 24-19. It is the Unitigo girls on top of Thomas Edison. Scoring summary so far. First for Unitigo, Alexa Lucia, 7 points. Kylie Musaw with 7. Lizzie Kraft with 5. Maddie Wilsey with 3. Tatum Coddington with 2. On the other side for the Spartans of Thomas Edison, 7 for Peyton Littlefield, 6 for Gabby Malazzo, 3 for Gianna McGee, 2 for Harper Hoffman, 1 for Marin Lutz. And so, you know, you said it a few times, Coach. I think Edison's got to be happy. They didn't particularly play all that well, but neither did Unitigo, and you're right in this game.
Yeah, and, I mean, Thomas Edison certainly left some points at the free throw line. This game could be certainly closer. You also have to be happy if you're Edison that you're only down 5 when your best player has 3 fouls and really has only made 2 shots from the field and got to the free throw line once. At the same time, though, if you're Unitigo, if I'm Coach Z in the locker room here, I'm saying, girls, we're getting all the open looks we want on offense. We're just not making baskets. Keep shooting. They're good shots. But I'm also saying, hey, we need to do a better job of getting out to their three-point shooters. I believe they have 15 of the 19 points, I believe, have come from three-point range. I think Littlefield has 2, and I think there are, I think maybe 3 other girls each have 1. So, I mean, both teams can be happy, and both teams can be, hey, we were unfortunate in that first half, let's keep playing.
I want to get you some scores from out of town here, as I know many people are driving around out there trying to keep an eye on different games. Our score here from the Morris boys and Richfield at the half is 37-33. So Richfield's gotten back into that game, Coach, much as we expected.
Yes.
Davenport boys lead Franklin 25-20 at the break. And so as we expected there, that's going to be a great battle. Dylan Wade, a fantastic scorer for Davenport. Matt Serrell, very good for Franklin. SK and Edmiston started late, but, you know, SK just doing SK things. They lead 36-5 in the second quarter right now. Sounds like Edmiston struggling to break the SK press.
Well, South Courtright's a pretty good team. I think lots of teams would be struggling, especially going to South Courtright.
The other Class D game later today will be Marathon and Deposit Hancock. That game will be at 6 o'clock later. So those are the updates we have for now on the out-of-town scoreboard. Again, our score here at the half, 25-19. We'll take a one-minute break and be right back on WCDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla, the little store with so much more. Chris Brown and his staff are friendly and helpful and always willing to answer any questions about your family's health. Brown's Pharmacy also features health and beauty products, vitamins, and Ananda Professional CBD products, as well as Russell Stover candy and a fine selection of greeting cards. All cards are at half price, too. So stop by the little store with so much more. Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in downtown Unadilla. Open weekdays from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Saturdays 8 to 1.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. Thomas Edison back out onto the floor to warm up here for the second half. Still waiting for Unitigo to come back out. Our halftime score, 24-19, Unitigo girls leading Thomas Edison. It's the second round of the Section 4 Class C girls basketball tournament here today. And just want to say congratulations. I need to check my brackets again, but we have several local wrestlers doing very, very well at the New York State Wrestling Tournament that's up in Albany this weekend. I know we do have a couple that are going to advance to tonight's final. Any chance I get a chance to come up and get some air here, I will make sure I look at those brackets. I know Darren Florence from BGAH made it. I think a couple of the Windsor guys made it as well. And I want to take a look at the WrestleBacks as well to see who had a chance at finishing on the podium. So I just wanted to say congratulations. Those wrestlers worked very, very hard. This is the weekend that they want to get to up in Albany, and they are there and doing it. And one of these years, I would love to go up for the weekend and watch that. It's such a great show up there at the arena. Just always conflicts with basketball. Tough time of year. So Coach and I will be right back. Of course, I'm with Greg Bonskowski again here today, GMU boys coach as well as athletic director. Our score at the half, 24-19. Unitego girls leading Thomas Edison. We'll be back with the start of the third quarter on WCDO.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Stuck in a ditch after sliding on ice? Take my advice. Call RC. When you hit a deer, have no fear. Call RC. Police at the scene? Request RC. They'll know who you mean.
When these things happen, you need to call RC Sales Service and Towing. For over 40 years, RC has provided fast, friendly towing and wrecker service. Ralphie's the most experienced tow guy out there, but best of all, he's the nicest tow guy on the road. So when your vehicle won't go, just call RC for a tow. 563-9299. That's 563-9299. RC Sales Service and Towing is located on Route 7 in Sydney. Keep that number handy in your phone or glove box. 563-9299.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Start of the third quarter. We're back underway and Unitego has the basketball going left to right now. They're in the white with the green trim. Tatum Connington for three. Finds that sweet spot in the left corner. Hit the back of the rim, went sky high and out of bounds.
Yeah, we were able to find out from one of our roving statisticians that Edison shot 2 of 8 from the free throw line, so they certainly left some points on the free throw line in that first half.
Edison back down the floor in the orange with the white and the royal blue trim, going to the left side. Pass to the interior, rolls in and out, and now a rebound for Connington. A foul after that. Harper Hoffman missed the layup from the left side. It wouldn't go. And boy, the Edison coaching staff kind of putting their hands on their head saying, oh, we'd like that one back right now.
Yeah, that was a good look. If they could have finished that, certainly would have been helpful.
Still anybody's ball game right now. Unitego clinging to a 24-19 lead to start the third quarter. Lex Lucia on the right side. Floats one back to Bailey McCoy. Into the corner now for Connington. Patient on offense. Shot clock down to 10. A cutter for Musaw. And she's fouled as she puts it up with the little finger roll coming from right to left.
Yeah, nice hard cut there. Good pass into the foul line area by McCoy.
And so this will send Kylie Musaw to the line with 6:58 to go in the third. Musaw with 7 points. That's tied for the team high with Lex Lucia. And Musaw, uncharacteristically a little cold here this afternoon at the foul line. Of course, had 24 in the MAC championship and was red hot from downtown. Was our offensive player of the game. Second shot for Musaw. There we go. She's got that one. Makes it 25-19. And Unitego continuing to press here. Edison trying to break it. Kicked out of bounds there using those soccer skills. Kylie Musaw.
Edison has to look diagonal into the middle of the floor. That's open against the press. They, for some reason, don't want to throw it there.
Yeah, you've said that a couple times now, Coach, and they just really have not. Again, they try to go up the side every time. Now they do go to the middle. They find Littlefield, again, playing with those three fouls, tries to skip it across the defense. Off the hands there of Lexi Moore and out of bounds. Pass was too tall.
But a lot of times people think you press to get steals and turnovers and points, but that was a result of the press. You know, you got it over, you took one dribble, you tried to make a tough pass across the court, you had a turnover.
McCoy to the top of the key, finds Musaw, muscles her way down low, up and under shot. No good. Tough angle there. Wilsey with a rebound. Jump ball. Going to keep it with Unitego. I've noticed the Unitego Spartan mascot has come in to fire up the crowd. I can't not think about my Christmas photo from a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Where that thing was hanging out with me for Christmas. A shot from Coddington at the right elbow. Nails it. Good bucket there for Unitego. Makes it 27-19. Edison in the backcourt. They'll look to bring it forward here. Good little run by Unitego to start the third. Edison passes it down low. We got a traveling violation on Harper Hoffman. Right back to Unitego again.
See, Edison's breaking the press. They're getting it across, but instead of saying, okay, let's get set in a set and try to run a play, they're trying to score off of their press break, and they're not getting good looks.
Unitego going left to right. They'll find Lex Lucia down low, and a foul as she got bumped at the left elbow, and it feels like the wheels are starting to turn here for UCS.
But you have to remember, Edison is very dangerous from three-point range, so, you know, a couple made baskets, they're going to be right back in it. So game is clearly not over.
Yeah, it looked like Unitego was going to have a bigger lead at the half, and then there was a little field three-pointer right close to the buzzer. Brought him to within five. Here's an inbounds pass to Musaw, rolled in and out. Gets her own rebound. It's blocked. Edison trying to get an outlet pass. Coddington will steal it back. Coddington now to Wilsey. Holding on to it. Unitego's going to reset here, pump the brakes on offense. 5:45 to go, third quarter. 27-19. Lucia to the high post, finds Musaw, stripped, goes to Wilsey, but she was out of bounds. She was desperately trying to pull it back in, but it rolled out. And Edison will get it back. And Unitego continuing this little 1-2-2 press here with Musaw kind of as a rover going all over the place. And now Lucia's going to pull up a little bit here. Edison goes to the middle to try to break it. Now back to Littlefield. Coming across midcourt. Littlefield, stutter step, gets around a double team. Wants to take it to the rim and is fouled. With 5.5 to go in the third. And McCoy was trying to take the charge there and be the hero, but no such luck. And so this will send it Littlefield, a very good shooter, to the line. She has a team best 7 points so far for Thomas Edison with 5.5 to go in the third. And Littlefield hits the first one.
I mean, I don't want to jinx her. If she makes this one, it's a two-possession game. And with their ability to shoot threes, they're right back in the game.
Littlefield, 2-for-2. And a timeout's going to be taken here by Thomas Edison. 5.5 to go in the third. It's Unitego 27, Thomas Edison 21. We'll be back on CDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Another quick look at the out-of-town scoreboard. South Courtright boys leading Edmiston 43-21 at the half in that game over at SK today in the boys' Class D bracket.
It'll be interesting to see if Edison changes their defense here. Unitego has been getting anything they want in the foul line area by running a cutter in from the weak side.
Unitego with the basketball to the left side now for Coddington. And they'll reverse it all the way to the left side for Musaw. Musaw, little backdoor pass here for Lucia. Good defense by Edison. Back up top. Musaw, straightaway three. No. Rebound for the Spartans of Edison. And the shooting touch has not been there for Unitego this afternoon. Littlefield, high post. Dishes one off. A shot here. Won't go down for Marin Lutz. And back up the floor for Unitego. Now for McCoy. 4:45 to go in the third. 27-21. A low-scoring battle here today at UCS. McCoy finds Lucia, steps in for a three, no. Bounced off the front of the rim, Edison another rebound. And back up the floor here for Thomas Edison. On the left side for McGee. Picks up her dribble, tries to pass back up top here for Lexi Moore. Little give and go, back to McGee. To the interior, stripped, ball on the floor. Bailey McCoy came out of there and got it to Musaw.
Great hustle by McCoy.
Musaw back to McCoy as they reset the offense with 4:10 to go in the third. Left side, Lex Lucia. Lucia holding on to it here, looking for some options. The ball movement's been there all day for Unitego. Can they get some open looks here and finish? That's been the problem. Wilsey to the interior. Good ball movement back. Far side, Coddington. Long two, yes, for Coddington. He's got six. Makes it 29-21, 3:45 to go in the third. Pass to the high post for Edison. They skip across the top of the defense. There's Littlefield. Moosaw closing out on her. Littlefield says, I'll take it inside. It rolled in and out. And a rebound for Moosaw.
Good job by Unitigo to close out there and not allow her to shoot a three.
Moosaw across midcourt. And to the left side for Bailey McCoy. Back up top, Lex Lucia. 3:20 to go in the third. Unitigo leading 29-21. Nate Lowe and Greg Bonskowski with you this afternoon on CDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream brought to you by SFCU. Right side, McCoy, three off the pass from Wilsey, and it goes. And a three for Bailey McCoy. Makes it 32-21. Big shot from McCoy. Littlefield gets to midcourt on the Spartans logo straight away. McCoy closely keeping an eye on her. Littlefield steps in off a screen. Oh, halfway down. It wouldn't go. Lucia with the rebound in the land of the trees. Boy, that looked good. Ahead for Moosaw. Now finding Connington. Back out. Lucia, stutter step. We'll leave it for Moosaw. Now to McCoy. High post. A good cut there from Connington. They'll say she traveled. 2.5 to go in the third. Unitigo leading 32-21. And as the clock continues to tick here, do you get more concerned if you're Edison, or still a lot of time?
There's still a lot of time, but you need to close the gap here. You know, in the last 2 minutes and 32 seconds of the third here.
Littlefield down the floor on the right side. Wants to get it to the high post. And they do, and now a traveling violation on Edison. Coach, in all your research, I mean, everything you saw, they were very guard-oriented, and that's been dead on today here.
Yep. I mean, most of their offensive production has come from the guards and on three-point shots.
Pass to the interior for Unitigo is stolen by Edison. And here comes Littlefield across midcourt. Gets a screen, spots up from way downtown, in and out again, and a rebound for Kraft. And that thing is swirling around and then popping out. Minute 55 to go in the third. It's 32-21. Moosaw with the ball on the left side. Now back up to Bailey McCoy. McCoy has it. And we'll find Moosaw to the left side. Moosaw dishes off for Kraft. Tried to split two defenders and was fouled with a 1:42 to go in the third. And the Edison coaching staff not happy with the call there. With 1:42 to go here in the third. Timeout taken by Edison. Again, with Unitigo leading 32-21. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Just another look at the out-of-town scoreboard here. The winner of this game will get the winner of Newark Valley and Southern Cayuga. The score of that game is 1 seed Newark Valley leading 51-14 over 8 seed Southern Cayuga at the halftime break. So the Newark Valley Cardinals in control in that game. Shot from Lex Lucia. Out of bounds. Last touch by Kylie Moosaw. Boy, it's going to get changed here by the far side official, coach, and it's going to go back to Unitigo, it looks like.
Yeah, unfortunate break there for Edison. They boxed out but just couldn't get the rebound.
So Unitigo on the inbounds will look to get it in. Good move here by Moosaw to get away from her defender. Left the shot short, though. Rebound for Edison, then a reach-in foul on McCoy on the outlet pass there with 1:32 to go in the third.
Edison's making some careless passes. They're just turning and passing rather than looking to see where the defense is prior to making the pass. Caused Unitigo to get some extra possessions here today.
So Edison in the backcourt looking to move it forward. They go to the far side with 1:25 to go in the third. Pass across. Hoffman couldn't finish. Rebound Coddington, far side. And now the track meet continues down the floor. Here for Musaw. Back to Lex Lucia. They're going to slow it down a little bit. Coddington, right side for three. They found her wide open. She couldn't connect. Rebound. Kicked back out by Kraft. They find Coddington again. She reloads and hits.
Yeah, she had two good looks there. You can't leave a good shooter like that open on a second chance opportunity there for Unitigo.
50 seconds to go in the third, and it's 35-21 at Unitigo, leading by 14. Edison trying to desperately get back in this game late in the third. Here is Littlefield. Straight away three for her. Front rimmed it. Ball pops all the way back out to her. Assisted on that rebound by Lexi Moore. Moore gets a screen. Steps in. A jumper from the corner is good. Here for, let's see who got it going back down the floor, Marin Lutz. Makes it 35-23. 20 seconds to go in the third. Unitigo with the ball. They'll reverse it to the far side here for Lex Lucia. High post. Back to Musaw. Steps through. A lot of contact. No call. Rebound Edison. 10 seconds left.
A basket for Edison here would be huge.
Littlefield. Double team. Kicks into the corner. Now to the high post. They get a layup look here and they missed it. And we're going to have an over-the-back call with 2 seconds left. Another left-handed layup that wouldn't go down, Coach.
Not only did they miss the layup there, but they fouled with 1.7 seconds, and it's the fifth foul on Edison in the quarter. So now Unitigo is going to come all the way up the floor and shoot two free throws here. So you could have had a 10-point game going to the fourth quarter, which is manageable. Now you have a chance to maybe be down, you know, 14.
So here is Kraft at the line, going to shoot two. And a tough break there for Thomas Edison. Lizzie Kraft at the line. First one is good for Lizzie Kraft. And she's got six. I'm getting a score update right now on Davenport and Franklin. We'll give that to you before we go to the break. Kraft, second shot, no. Rebound Coddington, stripped, and that'll do it at the buzzer. 36-23. Davenport leads Franklin 55-34. In that Class D game, one to pass that along. We're going to break. Fourth quarter coming up on CDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Another quick look at the out-of-town scoreboard. Morris boys lead Richfield Springs 53-44 to start the fourth quarter. Another good battle between those two teams. Back here, Unitigo girls, as we start the fourth, lead 36-23. They're in control at the moment. Here is Littlefield, left side. Littlefield comes off a screen, and a running jumper is off the mark. Rebound Lex Lucia.
She's had about four shots that have been three-quarters of the way down and come back out.
I know. She's really due, I would say.
But you also can give credit to Unitigo's defense on that.
They go to the high post for Kraft. They find Coddington, left corner. Back to McCoy. Musaw, they swing it around the world for Lucia. Skip it back over for McCoy. Pull up three, no. Off the front of the rim, rebound Edison. Littlefield in transition as that clock continues to tick down. They go to the left side. Edison going right to left, a three, yes.
Now, if you're Edison, you want to try to get it to single digits with about 4 minutes to go.
Lexi Moore for three. Makes it 36-26. 7 minutes to go in the fourth. Lucia with the basketball. They reverse to the far side, now to the high post. and a traveling violation on Lizzie Kraft. Turns it back over. And so Unitiga will get it back. Or excuse me, Edison will get it back. This one's far from over with 6:50 to go in the fourth quarter with Edison's ability to shoot the three. Their cheerleaders are in full force here. Left side, McGee slices through the defense, is blocked by Kraft. And an outlet pass here for Unitiga. McCoy, far side, Lex Lucia, slowing it down. Unitiga looks content to take their time here. Maybe work a little clock. Left side, Musaw, Coddington, pump fakes on a three, left corner. Floats one back up to McCoy. Coming up on 10 on the clock. Shot clock winding down. McCoy is waiting up top, but Musaw says, I'm going to take it myself. Leads it off to Kraft, and she's fouled with 2 seconds left on the shot clock. That's a tough break for Edison.
Yeah, they played good defense there for about, 28 seconds.
So McCoy to the left of the basket, underneath it, will be doing the inbounding duties. Gets it in. Musaw for a three. Too strong. And a rebound by Lizzie Kraft. She was stripped, and here comes Edison back down the floor. Littlefield finding a teammate. Shot there was from Lexi Moore. Won't go. Way too strong. And again, Unitigo back down the floor. 5:50 to go in the fourth. Left side, McCoy. McCoy holding on to it here. Now back to Musaw. Musaw to McCoy. Taking a little air out of the ball here, Coach.
Yeah, they're just being patient on offense.
Eight on the shot clock. Back for Lucia. Sky high three. A little short. Not enough mustard on it. And a rebound. Two players colliding together. Going to be a foul on Lizzie Kraft.
That's not a bad strategy, but yeah, I think you got a score there at the end. I'd like to. They're doing a good job of running the shot clock down. I'd like to see them be a little more, I guess I would call it like probing on offense. They seem to be content to just pass it around on the perimeter, whereas I would like to see dribbling, into the lane, maybe a kick out. Might get an easy basket that way.
5.5 to go in the fourth quarter, 36-26 the score. Littlefield will pass one to the high post. They'll kick it far side for a long two. It won't go, and a rebound for McCoy. And McCoy is off to the races. Dishes one off, but a good look for Maddie Wilsey, and she scores. Wilsey's got five, makes it 38-26 for Unitigo. And Edison with a pass ahead, it rolls out of bounds. Just pushing it a little too much there. Back to Unitigo with 5 minutes to go. And back down the floor here for McCoy. And passes to the left side now for Musaw. Timeout taken by Unitigo. 4:54 to go in the fourth. It's 38-26. Unitigo girls on top. We'll be back on CDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town Area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back. 4:54 to go in the fourth quarter. Nate Lowell and GMU boys coach Greg Bonskowski with you today on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. Make sure you follow me on Twitter later today, as well as NateLowell.com. It's our goal to get you all those scores and stats that you need. Give us a little bit of time. It's a busy day here, folks, and we'll have the boys' game after this. Unitigo taking on Lansing. Got to finish this one up first as the Unitigo girls lead Thomas Edison 38-26. Wilsey right side, back to McCoy. Now to Musaw. Back to McCoy. Still good ball movement here. Five on the shot clock. Musaw, three ball left side, too strong. Rebound by Edison underneath. Lexi Moore gathers it up. And a head down for Edison. They kick it to the interior, and a right-handed layup is off the mark for Lutz. She couldn't finish it. another good look they just couldn't put in the bottom of the net. And that's a frustrating part if you're the Edison Spartans here.
But that's the story of the game right now.
4:10 to go here in the fourth. Unitego with the basketball. McCoy at the top of the key. Back to Musaw again. They are very content to pass it around. This is kind of old school here, Coach. They go to the left side. Now Musaw takes it to the rim and scores.
Yeah, Edison had a couple opportunities there to get it under 10. I think they'd like to have some of those back. But we'll see if they got anything left here.
Littlefield splits two defenders, tries to kick it to the right corner. They get it there, but it's a Unitego double team, and then a reach-in foul going to be on Lizzie Kraft with 3:42 to go. Unitego leading 40-26.
But not a lot of fouls here in the fourth quarter. That's only the second on Unitego and only one on Thomas Edison.
Again, 3:42 to go in the fourth. It's 40-26. Edison looking to get it in, and they do to Littlefield. Unitego has really been aware for the most part today where she is. It's going to be an over and back call here on Edison. Went off the leg there of McGee, and she had to chase it into the backcourt. And I think this just shows, Coach, how many times you got to have everything go right in the playoffs.
Yeah,
right?
You do. I mean, when you have two good teams, everything has to go your way. You got to do the little things, not turn the ball over, make free throws, rebound, play defense.
So here is Lucia across midcourt, and Littlefield picks up her fourth. And that's a tough call on Littlefield there. 3:33 to go here in the fourth. And Lex Lucia will be doing the inbounding next to her own bench here for Unitego. Trying to be the second MAC girls team to advance to SUNY Cortland next week for the semifinals. Delhi advanced last night, beating Moravia. And Unitego in control right now over Thomas Edison. Left side, Lex Lucia stepped back, didn't get enough heat on it. Wilsey saves it into the corner, but nobody there, and Kylie Musaw decided not to plow over Coach Z to save it.
Edison's in desperate need of a basket here to stay within reach.
So here is Littlefield, a big possession coming up for Edison, trailing by 16. Littlefield to the rim, she's fouled. Cannot get the shot, but she will head to the line. 3:09 to go in the fourth.
But the important thing here is they're going to get a chance to score without the clock moving.
Littlefield with 9 points today. She had 7 at the half. Unitego has done a good job of knowing where she is at all times. Littlefield gets the first to go. And I'll say, on a different day, maybe a lot of those shots go in for Littlefield, and we're talking about a tie game right now.
I mean, I think Edison, to this point, has only scored 8 or 9 points. 9 points in the quarter, correct?
Yes.
Or 9 points in the half,
I should say. Yeah.
And they've had a lot of shots go in and out, a lot of good looks. Different day, different story.
Littlefield goes 2 out of 2. Passes back out. McCoy, 3 ball. Hit the rim 2 times, wouldn't go. Rebound Edison. So it's 40-28. Unitego girls on top, and a traveling violation by Edison at midcourt. And it's going to go back to the Spartans. And if you're Unitego, over the last couple of years, these are the kind of games they have excelled in. These low-scoring, kind of defensive, gutsy battles. They always seem to find a way. Looking to punch their tickets back to SUNY Cortland, where they had so much success 2 years ago. Wilsey and Littlefield get tied up. And we're going to have a foul here. I'm not exactly sure. Both teams were diving for the ball there. I think they're just going to say it was out of bounds on Unitego. So Edison back down the floor, looking with McGee. 2.5 to go in the fourth. McGee, three-point line extended, picks up her dribble in a tough spot. Back up to Lutz. Now to the interior. Pull-up jumper here is good for Harper Hoffman, and she's fouled. We'll head to the line. With 2:22 to go in the fourth, 10-point game here, Coach.
I mean, with the way they can shoot the ball, you're not out of reach. And the other thing to keep an eye on here is now that's 4 fouls on Unitego. So every foul here on out on Unitego, Thomas Edison's going to be shooting, and the clock's not going to be moving.
Hoffman hits the shot, cuts it to 9, 40-31 with 2:15 to go in the fourth. Lucia across midcourt. Now to Musaw. That's the fourth personal on Kraft as well. We want to keep an eye on that. Here's Lucia. Goes far side McCoy. They feed it to the interior for Wilsey. Back up, Lucia into the paint. The running floater off to the right. Rebound Edison. with 1:55 to go. Littlefield in transition, takes it inside, rolls off the front of the rim, rebound Kraft. Outlet pass Moussaw. Trying to go coast to coast. Moussaw, turnaround shot, that won't go. Edison, another rebound. Track meet continues. Lexi Moore down the left side. Moore trying to get it over to Littlefield, intercepted by Lucia, out of bounds. And it's going to Unitego, it looks like, with 1:33 to go. And this one, you don't feel safe in this game until the final clock goes off here, the final buzzer, I should say.
And I think Edison would like to have those last two possessions back.
I agree.
I know you had the one good drive there. I think maybe she was trying to get fouled by Littlefield, but I thought she had enough space where she could have pulled up and shot a three there on the right wing. I mean, she's your best player, your best shooter. That had been a good spot there. That last possession, they were trying to get the ball to her, but didn't even get a shot. Just made too much of a cross-court pass, and Lucia did a great job of recognizing, hey, that's who they want to get the ball to. And she stepped in front, caused the turnover. Unitego's ball.
We're going to keep it right here with 1:33 to go in the fourth. Our score is Unitego girls leading Thomas Edison 40-31. Winner will advance to the sectional semifinals. Stay tuned after this. We'll take a quick break after our postgame show, I should say. But the boys are going to tip off somewhere in the 6 o'clock range against Lansing. That's also a second-round Class C boys game. It was a big reason we decided to come here today was the ability to bring you two games. It's always tough this time of the year to know where to go and who to support, but we're glad to bring you two games today here from the U. So out of the timeout, Unitego with the basketball, trying to tick off the last minute and a half. Lucia, pass down low, knocked out of bounds.
Edison has also switched to man-to-man defense here in the last part of the game.
Trying to do everything they can to maybe get a steal and get a free look down at the other end. Unitego with a good look on the inbounds. They find Maddie Wilsey, and she's fouled, and we'll head to the line. With 1:22 to go here in the fourth, and the Edison coaching staff not pleased with that call. And so Maddie Wilsey will step in, trying to help Unitego here. No, first one no good. The door is still open with the way Edison shoots.
And I'm sure they would like to have some of the free throws that they missed early back.
Yeah, struggles from the line. Shots that went in and out. Wilsey gets the second to go. She's got six. Makes it 41-31 with 1:20 left. Almost a steal. Littlefield lost it at midcourt, now gets it back. Littlefield to the left side. Zips it across the top of the defense. They go inside for Hoffman. Pass was too hot, and out of bounds it goes.
It looked like the Edison player wanted to shoot that before she had it. I think she just tried to move into her shooting motion before she caught the ball.
So Unitego in control, up 41-31. 1:10 left. Moussaw in the backcourt. Clock continuing to move. Cross midcourt here for Moussaw. Moussaw to the left side. Leaving it for Lucia, and she's fouled. That's the fourth team foul.
Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't foul right away when the ball was inbounded in the backcourt, because you had one more foul to give before you get to the two shots. You just let them run off, 20 seconds, where you could have fouled sooner than that, tried to get a steal.
Unitego gets it in. Lucia at midcourt again. They are just kind of staying away from her. They go to Moussaw now on the right side from Lucia. Back up to Lucia from Moussaw. And Lex is content here, just kind of daring Edison to come up and foul her. Here comes a double team. She zips it off to McCoy. Now back to Lucia. 9 on the shot clock. Well, Unitego doesn't care. Let that tick down. Lucia to the right side. Is now going to try to force one up and can't get the shot to go, but she is fouled with 1 second left on the shot clock, and the game clock's all the way at 28 and a half.
Yeah, I think Unitego would have been content there to just dribble it out and get a shot clock violation, because right now, the time is on their side.
Lucia at the line. Good. And she has 10. So it's Moussaw with 10. Lucia with 10. Second one coming here for Lex at the line. Good. So Lex has 11. Timeout taken. We're going to step away with the score. Unitego 43, Thomas Edison 31 on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back. 20 seconds to go here. Edison with the basketball. They trail 43-31. Here's McGee trying to take it down low. Dribbled it out of bounds. Going to stay with the Edison Spartans. I think we're going to have a whole slew of final scores to give you during the postgame show as well. Some of those Class C and D games just finishing up here around the area. Edison will look to get it in. They do. Turnaround shot by Hoffman is up and good. Timeout taken here by Edison. 43-33 our score. Coach, let's keep it right here, and we'll look at the out-of-town scoreboard. How's that?
Sounds good.
Davenport boys beat Franklin in the D bracket, 68-45. So a really good game there and some great effort by the Davenport boys. Richfield Springs has come all the way back with a minute left. They lead Morris 61-59.
Sounds like another overtime thriller possibility.
Those two teams just can't ever seem to get away from each other. So those are the two updates I wanted to bring you. I do think I have an SK score. Yeah, SK leads Edmiston 64-30 after the third quarter. And Unitego back here trying to get the ball in. It was knocked out of bounds. We'll stay with Unitego. Odessa Montour beats the Skanevis girls 47-32 in the Class D bracket. Just to update you there. Lex Lucia is fouled here for Unitego. And so she will make the long walk down the floor. And Unitego is going to move on to the semifinals here, Coach. Two MAC teams will get in. Looks like Newark Valley was in the driver's seat. And Green and Union Springs is the other game. That will be played at 6 o'clock tonight to decide the rest of the Final Four.
Yeah, Unitego played a good game today. They took control of the ball on the offensive end of the floor. Thought they did a really nice job being aware of where Littlefield was throughout the course of the game. And they're winning in a very different style than what we saw in the MAC championship. So that's always a good thing at the end of the season.
Second shot won't go for Lucia. Littlefield right at the buzzer. Won't go. That's our final. Unitego is going back to SUNY Cortland with a 44-33 victory over Thomas Edison. Postgame show coming up on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back one last time as both boys teams are coming out onto the floor to warm up here. So we're going to do our post-game show, and then we'll come back and start things all over again for the boys game in just a little bit. But our final score, Unitico girls defeat Thomas Edison 44-33. Quick scoring summary, 12 for Alexa Lucia, 10 for Kylie Musaw, 9 for Tatum Coddington, 6 apiece for Lizzie Kraft and Maddie Wilsey, 3 for Bailey McCoy. For Thomas Edison, 11 for Peyton Littlefield, 7 for Harper Hoffman, 6 for Gabby Malazzo, and then 3 apiece for Gianna McGee and Marin Lutz and Lexi Moore. 3 awards, Coach. Let's get into it here. Always a rush when there's a second game coming. This feels like the old days where they had, we would do like 4 in a row at Suco for those games. Next up is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, supporting local high school sports on WCDL. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. For any Thomas Edison listeners, when we play a team out of the area, we do give all 3 awards to our local team. So it's no disrespect to Thomas Edison, but just for more ease of handing out our awards. Let's go with Lex Lucia today. 12 points, she was the game high, and made the buckets at key times, especially from the foul line.
Yeah, not only that, but I thought she did a good job of getting her team organized at the offensive end of the floor. And she did make some big baskets, a couple three-pointers, I believe, and key at the free throw line towards the end of the game. So something you always want your point guard to be able to do is make free throws, especially when it comes sectional time.
Next up, the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. I think you got a couple of good options here. Any thoughts, Coach? I think you could go Kraft or Coddington on the interior. They were both good.
I would actually go, my suggestion would be Kylie Musaw.
She was great up top
she
on Littlefield.
She was great up top on Littlefield, but also she played a key role in Unitigo's press. I mean, she was always the one up in the front in the 1-2-2 press. And she caused all kind of havoc back there for Thomas Edison to get the ball up, caused several turnovers, and just played hard.
Well done. Let's give Kylie Musaw the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. Lastly, today, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season. It's happy to cheer on these young athletes. Any thoughts here, Coach? I mean, really, you're down to McCoy, Wilsey, Kraft, and Coddington.
I'm going to leave this one up to you.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I thought Coddington and Kraft both played well. Kraft coming off the bench, you know, those nice moves at the high post. I'm going to go with Lizzie Kraft today. Tatum's got a couple of awards recently. I try to spread the love as much as we can. So let's go Lizzie Kraft. Tough at the high post, made those good moves. We will give her the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award. So Coach and I are going to take a quick break. The Unitigo boys will be taking on Lansing coming up, and we'll be back with the Butler Auto pregame show in just a little bit. Boy, Lansing's big, huh, Coach?
Yeah, they have some size.
So this will be fun. This is the 3-6 matchup coming up here in just a few minutes. So we'll spin some tunes and be back in a few on WCDO.
You're listening to the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Path to follow, and I'll change.